Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about the topic of transfer of wealth.
Right. Well, the whole concept of transfer of wealth is moving the assets of one generation to the next through inheritance or what have you. Mm-hmm. And that's been a big topic in rural Minnesota for a while, especially when you consider how the number of farmers is shrinking and a lot of those kids are moving someplace else. And so that means that when their parents are gone, their money is going to be, or their land or their assets or whatever, are going to be transferred to the kids who are no longer in greater Minnesota. And so that has had a lot of people concerned. And the Minnesota Council on Foundations did a study last year where they had an economist figure out how much in assets would be potentially up for transfer by 2030. And they found that that number is statewide about $47.9 billion.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. And for greater Minnesota alone, it was calculated as being 23-some billion dollars.
Yipes.
And so that's a lot of money at stake over the next 20-some years. Mm-hmm. And so there's just a lot of discussion about, you know, where is that money going to go? And is there any way to keep it in greater Minnesota to be used for, you know, bettering the community, especially, you know, when we consider how tight it is with governments now and how tight it is with everybody?
Well, it's an interesting thought. Now, in greater Minnesota, a lot of the wealth is tied up in the actual land.
Right.
And in that case, I mean, certainly the land, if it's put to use by succeeding owners, it will still generate not only crops and livestock and whatever else, but there will be taxes paid. So, so in that case, that probably makes sense. But there are also other assets, and including cash, that wouldn't stay in the community necessarily.
Right, and the issue with land, it's really interesting because land, of course, you know, isn't mobile. You can't just pick it up and move it someplace else. And so, you know, a lot of greater Minnesota wealth is tied up in land, especially when we're talking $8,000-$9,000 an acre these days. And so, you know, the issue is, you know, that land is inherited by someone who's living in Woodbury, say.
Right.
You know, do they keep the land? Does that do, you know, do they keep collecting the rents off of that land, you know, and the wealth and just what happens to that. And so a lot of people are looking at things, especially in terms of people in the philanthropic arena are looking at the concept of community funds, where some of that, you know, maybe even just a small fraction of that wealth can be moved into community funds that benefit their communities with, of course, appropriate tax
benefits
for the people giving, you know, giving the assets.
Yeah.
And so that's, it's transfer of wealth is going to be a big issue. It's going to raise a lot of questions and it's going to cause a lot of rethinking of things in the next few years.
Well, thanks, Marnie. Mm-hmm. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio and we'll catch you next week.